Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Leiling. On behalf of Dr. Lumba and my co-authors, I'm pleased to present this abstract. More than $2 billion US dollars have been spent on human microbiome research over the past decade. What is next for microbiome research beyond cataloging species names? Incorporating microbiome research into traditional controlled trials can provide unique opportunity to advance our scientific and clinical understanding. However, confounding factors such as day-to-day variability in diet, geographic region, and exposure to infectious disease cast doubts on whether a valid signal can be obtained at all on top of the noise. We show here that scientifically sound clinical research in microbiome can be conducted through seamless integration in clinical trials for therapeutics, and that treatment-related, dose-dependent, unambiguous signal can emerge despite these limitations. In a phase 2 trial of Aldafermin, an engineered FGF19 analog that potently inhibits bile acid synthesis, we conducted 16S stool microbiome profiling in 3 cohorts of patients. Cohort 1 was a placebo-controlled double-blind study comparing Aldafermin 3 mg, 6 mg versus placebo for 12 weeks. Cohort 2 was a dose expansion study evaluating Aldafermin 0.3 mg, 1 mg, and 3 mg for 12 weeks. Cohort 3 further expanded assessment of Aldafermin 1 mg for 12 weeks. The primary endpoint was change in liver fat content. Patients were included if they had a NAS score of greater than or equal to 4, stage 1, 2, 3 fibrosis, and absolute liver fat content by MRI-PDFF of greater than or equal to 8%. A total of 122 patients had paired stool samples at both baseline and week 12. Overall, the state of the gut microbiome community was stable in patients treated with Aldafermin, with all major phyla and genera unaltered during therapy. Interestingly, we found that patients treated with Aldafermin showed a significant dose-dependent enrichment in the rare genus Vianolella. What is Vianolella? Vianolella is a commensal microbe known to have lactate-degrading properties. It converts lactate to the short-chain fatty acids propionate. A recent study published in Nature Medicine revealed that Vianolella is also enriched in the gut microbiome of marathon runners and improves exercise capacity through lactate metabolism. At week 12, the relative abundance of Vianolella inversely correlated with concentrations of bile acids, and the more hydrophobic toxic bile acids in particular, such as glycodeoxycholic acid, glycoquinodeoxycholic acid, glycocholic acid, and deoxycholic acid. These results suggest that Vianolella may be a bile acid-sensitive microbe whose enrichment is enabled by Aldafermin-mediated suppression of bile acid synthesis. In conclusion, the lactate consuming Vianolella is selectively enriched in NASH patients treated with Aldafermin and may serve as a microbiome-based biomarker for Aldafermin activity. Given that levels of lactate are elevated in patients with cirrhosis and predict organ failure and mortality, the ability of Aldafermin to enrich lactate-consuming Vianolella may have a protective effect in advanced liver disease. This concludes the presentation. Thank you for listening.